His righteousness remaineth forever. He's no respect of person. What you have to do is get your mind renewed to his thoughts. His way of doing things. Take his word. Get rid of everything. Abandon everything else. Listen to me. Abandon everything else and just get God's thoughts and plans in your heart and mind. And say, I'm going to work it from God's point of view. I'm going to work it from God's perspective. I'm going to work it according to faith. I'm going to work according to what the word says, and I'm going to put my faith in it. He'll never let you down. Now look what he said. His righteousness remaineth forever. Are you at verse 10 now? Verse 10. Now, notice he said he has given to the poor. His righteousness remaineth forever. I don't care how poor you are, I don't care how wealthy you are. He has given God to get you started. Amen. He'll get you started. Remember the widow had only two mites. And Jesus said, that widow didn't say a word. Jesus said what? See this widow? She gave all she had. Now the scripture didn't say it, knowing Jesus, I'm sure he gave her something back. If Judah could steal out of there and he didn't say nothing. Judah stole out of that treasure, and Jesus knew it. I'm telling you, this works. But let me get to the point. Now he that minister what? Seed to the sower. So you as a person that is a sower, God will minister seed to you. Now you're going to have to make a choice whether you're going to sow your seed or eat your seed. And most people get seed, they eat them when they don't understand this principle. Amen, lights. Amen, lights. I'm going to get you on my side. Because it really looks like they slipping on me today. I told you in the beginning, if you listen, we'll teach you something. There's some principle that'll work for you, and you'll know, and you won't just be shouting in the air. You'll have something to shout about. I've learned the truth today. I'm going to put it to work every day of my life. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now he that minister seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food. See, he minister seed to the sower so you can have some bread to eat. And then not only will he make sure that the seed you sow gets you some bread to eat, but also he will multiply your seed sown. Come on now. Yes, didn't the scripture just say he will do what? There it is. Multiply. He will multiply your seed sown. What if you eat your seed? Well, how are you going to multiply? But if you sow your seed, I'm not talking about increase, I'm talking about seed. Uh-huh. He'll multiply your seed sown and do what? Increase the fruits of your righteousness. Increase. He will multiply. Otherwise, you sow one seed, he'll sow three.
Yes.
That's multiply.
Yes, Lord.
If you sow one, he sow one, that's adding. You sow one, he sow five.
Yes.
That's multiplying.
Yes.
Then he increases the fruits of your righteousness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. That's why we need to understand righteousness. He have brought us on the same level with himself. And you have every right to everything he has because he have made you right with himself. It is the enemy who tried to keep you from this truth and keep you begging and borrowing, trying to figure out how to do it and how to make it. God didn't call you to figure out. He called you to come and join him, and he'll show you how to do it because he's already made it for you.
Yes.
Woo. So, on that note, we'll get started. And then I'm gonna do what I gotta do.
Come on
now. Hallelujah. Have you found and listen to this. We're talking about the reality of righteousness. Find Luke 12, 31 and 2. I want you to get a truth of the reality of righteousness. That you have everything is, listen, everything is at your disposal. You know, there are some jobs you like to own, go work on, they won't allow you, right? They'll say, well, you don't qualify, right? They'll say, well, you're not the type we're looking for. You don't have the education that we need for you to work on this job. They'll say all these things. But righteousness qualifies you for everything in the kingdom of God. And all you need to do is get a revelation of it in your heart. And then do according to the word, and it works.
Amen.
He doesn't turn any of his children down.
Amen.
What stopped the children from receiving, they don't receive what he have done for them.
Amen.
Did y'all hear what I said?
Amen.
Hallelujah. So have you found Luke 12 yet? It is God's, listen to this statement, it is God's will for us to own the kingdom. I'm going to say it again. It is God's will for us to own the kingdom. Luke 12:31. But rather seek ye the kingdom of God instead of going after all these things. You know, I have been. Following not just gung-ho, but I've been following the NBA family. Mm-hmm. And some people get in that it take their whole life. They gone. And who win it, I don't care. Somebody I like to win, one of two I like to win, whoever win, I don't care. I ain't gonna lose no sleep. You know what? Because they ain't gonna send me no check, no way.
Come on.
They're not even gonna give me a phone call for watching. So what I'm saying, I've gotten to the place where I won't let that stuff take up all my time and just overwhelm me, because there's something much more important to me than the NBA finals. Or any other thing that you may be looking at. He said, but rather seek you the kingdom of God. Rather put the kingdom of God first. Rather find out how the kingdom of God works, because that's what's going to affect your life in a positive way. That's what's going to cause you to excel. That's what's going to cause you to win when trouble shows up. You'll know what to do because you have a knowledge of the kingdom of God and how it works. And you know that the kingdom of God, remember I preached a message about when Nebuchadnezzar had this vision about the, and he saw a kingdom, and now he saw a stone cut out of a rock, and this stone ate up all the rest of them. And that rock is Jesus. And all the rest of the kingdoms going down. The kingdom we're in, this is the one going to endure, last forever. There's no end to this kingdom. Oh yeah, we may live 60, 70, 80 years, maybe 100, even maybe a little older. But we're not going to stop living when we get out of this body. We're going to keep living forever and ever and ever. All this stuff that they're doing, they put so much emphasis on and telling you it's so important, it's going down. But we're going to live forever. And John said, I saw a new heaven and a new earth coming out of God.